Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Raging wildfires have forced record evacuations in Canada's Alberta province. Unseasonably hot weather and high winds have fueled the flames that started late Tuesday. About 90,000 people have had to leave their homes. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has pledged emergency aid to the province.
The RCAF is ready to provide support to the province of Alberta in the provision of air assets to assist with evacuation efforts, deliver essential aid to affected regions, and transport firefighting personnel and equipment to these regions.
Some of the nearly 50 fires are close to Canada's oil sands, the third largest oil reserves in the world. The temperatures are expected to cool in the coming days, but with no rain in sight, it will be hard to put the fires under control. Afghan Army commandos, with the support of the International Military Coalition, conducted an overnight raid and freed more than 60 prisoners from a Taliban-run detention center in southern Afghanistan, officials said Friday. A statement from NATO's Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said that coalition forces supported their Afghan partners in a train, advise, and assist role. The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 Somalian and South Sudanese refugees. The government said in a statement Friday that due to national security interests, it has decided the hosting of refugees has to come to an end. The two-page statement stopped short of saying refugees will be expelled. However, it said the government had disbanded its Department of Refugee Affairs as a first step and is working on a mechanism to close the camps within the shortest time possible. This is VOA News.